Welcome to MCB Presents Community Connect featuring membership. I'm Felicia Booker, your membership chair.
And I'm Debbie, your public relations chair.
So what exactly is MCB?
Well, our mission for the Missouri Council of the Blind is to promote the general well-being of legally blind Missourians, working to ensure that they have equal access to education, employment, technology, and community participation. We fulfill our mission through 7 core assistant programs, statewide education and advocacy, and a network of peer mentorship.
So let's pretend I'm someone who's never heard of MCB before. Maybe I've seen the name. Maybe somebody told me I should join, but I really don't know what MCB is. Where do we start?
Well, sometimes it's just about finding your people. When I first started losing my sight, I needed people, you know, that understood where I was coming from and what I was going through, because sometimes only another person that's going through vision loss can really, truly relate with what you're going through. And MCB has had so much to offer with friendship, community, advocacy, activities we've had. I've learned a lot of leadership skills. I feel like more, you know, there's networking. And I was a formal social worker, and I really needed a way to be able to still help others. And at the same time, helping myself get through the stress of, you know, losing your vision. And so in a nutshell, for me, that's kind of what MCB's done for me. I had to get active again. And it's just really, really improved my life. And now I feel like I found my people. It's like family.
It's the one place MCB makes you feel seen.
Right.
I myself was a small town transplant moving to the big city, and I didn't know what resources were available to me. So I got in touch with Greg Hollins, actually. And joined a local chapter here, Allied Workers for the Blind. And then I got involved with the transportation committee because I wanted to know what was going on in Kansas City and report that, you know, I wanted to be more involved. And I think that's really how I found my passion again, is being able to help the membership. When someone calls and they have a membership related question, I'm telling you, it just makes my day hearing from some of these people and their stories. And it's community. It's really working together and problem solving, you know, it's great.
Right. And mentorship has been an important aspect of this. People mentor without even realizing that that's what they're doing. We do have a first-timer program for going to our annual convention, which is something nice for people who just join and want to get involved. And that's, you know, where I kind of started. I went to a convention, and as I was getting to know people, I did find some people that were really good mentors for this, for, you know, the process of losing your sight, and you hear other people's stories and you just don't feel so alone. Advocacy too is just such a huge, huge part of MCB. And so we do a lot of that. But you don't have to. When you first join, you don't have to jump right in at all. You know, you can even sit back, listen.
Come to one of these community connects.
Yeah. And then if you find a passion, find a, you know, a committee you might be interested in getting involved with.
Sabrina has her hand up.
Okay.
So does Carl. Sabrina.
My name's Sabrina Fowler, and I belong to a local affiliate, River City Workers of the Blind, and I'm also their representative on the board of Missouri Council of the Blind. And Missouri Council of the Blind is a state affiliate, which is part of the bigger organization, American Council of the Blind. We're an affiliate of them. And the state organization has an office in St. Louis, Missouri, and also has some affiliates around the state of Missouri where people meet locally. So you have social opportunities to meet blind people and who know what it is that you're experiencing, or at least know what it's like and what you may be experiencing. And you make new friends and you learn more about what's available for blind people. And we also have a state convention each year, which I believe was mentioned. And at that convention, it gives you a time for socializing. We do have some business meetings, but we also have a time, you know, for fellowship and to visit. We have hospitality usually on a Friday night, and we have a banquet on Saturday, and we've been having a memorial breakfast on Sunday morning. But anyway, and then we also, at this convention, another exciting thing we have is that we have a marketplace. You can see equipment that vendors have brought for technology for blind and low vision and people. And also, affiliates sometimes sell items for their affiliate to raise some money for their affiliate, or people have items to sell. Sometimes it's crafts that people have made. And let's see, we have a Braille Revival League of Missouri, which is a special interest affiliate of the Missouri Council of the Blind, and also part of the an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. And we encourage the use of Braille, continuing Braille. And at the convention, during the meetings, you know, you learn about some legislation that affects blind people, and also different programs like rehabilitation services for the blind. They give a report. Also, you learn about our state library, Wolfner Library. Someone from there talks to us. And maybe if there's something about Medicare, Medicaid, that might be presented at the convention. Then they have some camping activities. We have a lady that chairs that, that people can go and participate and have fun.
Yeah. And Sabrina, how long have you been a member? You've been a member a long time, haven't you?
I have, and I can't remember it. Well, I thought I might have joined Southeast Missouri United Blind back in the late 70s, but I'm not absolutely sure on that. But I know I did join Allied Workers for the Blind when I lived in Kansas City, Missouri, and I moved up there in 1979. So,
wow, that's great. You've been involved for a long time. Well, thank you for that information, Sabrina. That's great. We are top of mind with convention because we do have convention coming up in about, what, a month and a half? I want people to be comfortable with when they join. You can start where you want. You can do as much or as little as you want. I feel like MCB has something for everybody. You were naming off some of the committees. You know, we have summer camps, with lots of activities. Let's see. Education and advocacy has been a real big one lately because blind pension has been in the news a lot in Missouri. So we've got some activity going on with that. And any kind of legislation that does come down that involves the blind community, they're very active on it.
It's also a place where people who know other people that maybe they went to school with blind people, or if you've attended conventions before, it's nice to see people, friends that you haven't seen in a while. So it's nice to connect with them again, too, at convention, as well as meet new friends.
Right. It is. It's really a good organization to get involved. And there's so many benefits that, you know, if you run into trouble, you get in the hospital, there are helpful programs that we have available for members and non-members alike. You get a little bit, you get more if you join, you get more out of MCB. We've had helped people in situations where they need technology, which would help improve their lives. And so we have a grant that helps with technology. We have a grant that helps in emergencies. A special services grant has helped people when they've run into things that have made their life very difficult. So, and there's lots of different things in that program. All the information and applications for those things are all on our website, moblind.org. And we just really want to make the lives of visually impaired Missourians better. And we're also starting a new program for youth called Next Gen. And we're looking forward to getting that up and running.
We also have a dual blind and hearing loss committee.
We do. And they're a good active committee, and they can really help people who have both visual impairments and hearing impairments like myself. I don't know if we have other members that want to speak. Carl, Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I have my hand up.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast today to tell people how to, you know, about joining MCB and the benefits and things like that. So go right ahead, Carl. You have the floor.
Well, I think one thing that a lot of people don't either have forgotten or don't realize that it was United Workers for the Blind in Kansas City that started Missouri Council of the Blind. So they were the first organization in the state of Missouri, and was also MCB that started ACB. So they are very well entrenched in the success and any activities or programs that they can develop to service the people with vision difficulties, whether it's just, you know, partial blindness or low blind or completely blind. It really doesn't matter. And they really don't worry about the age as well. If you look at some of our programs that we have, they are organized or to coordinate programs for kids, for younger generation. And it was a godsend that Felicia Booker came to our organization. She has done so much in such little time that it's just unbelievable. It's I myself was president of the St. Louis Northern Light Council of the Blind, and then became their representative on the board. No one wanted to take it over from me, so I actually did that for about 8 or 9 years. And with, again, when I decided I needed to back off that, we needed younger people in there to do that, even on our board.
Carl, how long have you been a member of MCB?
I don't really recall. I think it's probably been about 12 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was Steve Schinelli was the one actually that pulled me into it. And he actually started the St. Louis Northern Light Council as well. And he and I served on the Florist and Disability Awareness Commission together for years. And he just told me one day when he started that he was going to come by the house on Saturday morning and pick me up. And that's how I wound up getting into Northern Light. And then some things changed in there over the years since Steve passed away, and we have a new president that I didn't quite agree with. So when they decided to separate from MCB, then I just closed the books and then became a member at large. So it's been a while.
Carl, how do you like being a member at large? Could you tell us a little bit about what that's like?
Well, I wish I could. I really don't know a lot about it, but the members at large are individuals over the state itself that really maybe don't have a club or something serving in their area where they may be in a rural area where there isn't any organization or affiliate there, but they want to join MCB to try to, it's actually to help not only the organization, but help themselves where they have the ability to use some of the programs that MCB provides. And it also gives them a place at some time when we can try to get some communication going on between all of them. I think Adeline or Felicia has added quite a few people to the program itself for people at large. And I think at some given time, we'll be able to go through that and see if we can't make some new affiliates out of it. Because all our affiliates are south of 70. So from St. Louis to Kansas City to the southern half of Missouri is where you have the activity. We do not have any affiliates in in the northern half of Missouri, which is something that we really need to try to fix. And I think some of the members in the group at large may be in those areas that we could possibly get something going, like in Hannibal and Kirksville and St. Joe.
Yeah, especially those towns where we have younger members, especially that transition period. We'd really like to see younger members come in as well as older because, you know, we need experience, I believe.
Well, and that's good. Some people prefer to be a member at large. You don't have to join an affiliate right away. In fact, if you get involved enough, you can start your own affiliate. That's what I did shortly after. Well, not shortly, but I mean, after I'd been a member for a while, I started an affiliate in the Joplin, Missouri area because we didn't have any. And we're still building. It takes time, but anybody can do it. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And we are here to help as well. So thanks, Carl. We appreciate you so much. We also have on the line our next gen chairman. I don't know if he would want to talk any about that committee. We've recently started a program to try to get more youth. Like Carl was saying, whoever wants to be a member, wonderful. We do like to see some younger members and have some activities for them.
We'd like for younger members to see the resources. While we know the resources that are available to us because we've had the time to learn them, I would like Missouri Council of the Blind to bridge that gap with resources and get younger members in here and let them know what they're provided, you know, a sense of community, as well as the programs we offer.
Right.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Danny. We're recording a podcast. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I heard that you was wanting to talk about Next Gen. And Next Gen is basically what Felicia was saying, that we want to bridge the gap. ACB was saying that we were getting a little too old at the tooth and that we would like to be able to have a baton to be able to pass to the information that we do have, the future generation. And that future generation is Next Gen. As Debbie, as well as Felicia said, that this is going to be from 40 to 18, but that does not mean that if you're over 40 that you cannot participate. If you're 41 and older than 41, we do have a thing called mentors. And the mentors is exactly what a mentor is that we want to be able to give the younger people their own little space to where they can grow. But with growing, you do need guidance. And that's where the mentor will come in at, someone that will have a lot of good information, like from the business sense. Because we like to see, we have three different departments. We do have a young one, which is gearheads, and that's going to be from 18 to 24. And we are going to be trying to make apps. They're going to be adaptable gaming apps as well as regular apps that's going to be adaptable for those people with visual impairment. Also, we will be also be talking about other apps that are out there that could be useful for people with visual impairment, that we can try to adapt those apps to make them more better for the blind community. And then we also have where if someone wants to extend their education as well as dip their toes into entrepreneurship, and we would call this future thinking people. And what that would do is that we would have workshops that would be able to talk about entrepreneurship. And we also would be able to let people know that we do have scholarships if you would like to go and get a certificate as well as get a degree. But we also want to let them know that St. Louis and RSB is just not the only avenues that if you want to do something with entrepreneurship. So we want to let them know that there are organizations like small business entrepreneurship and that they do have loans out here to get you started. And we just want to make sure that visually impaired people, if they would like to be able to own their own business, that we can get behind them and help them get started being an entrepreneur. We find that sometimes that when you're visually impaired and you're working for someone, that your job can be a dead-end job, that you can only do this job. There's no advancement. And we don't want anyone to be exasperated at their own job. We would like to be able to make sure that visually impaired people out here and more people who are visually impaired are going into the entrepreneurship because they don't want to be able to just say that they want to have a dead-end job, but they want to be able to make a difference in society. And Missouri Council of the Blind, thanks for our president, is want to tap into that to make sure that their voice is heard and that their needs are met. I have been working with the Next Gen age group. I've been going to Washington University And I graduated from Washington University 2023. So, Carl, I'm a late bloomer. And I did summa cum laude there. I have a lot of great ties with Washington University, and I'm just two semesters short of having my double master's in social work at Brown School. And also, I do have good communications and good relationships with the community college of Forest Park Community College, and we're going to be doing great things with them starting in September. We will also be, we're going to be mending ties with Lighthouse for the Blind. They also have people who fit our agenda, 18 to 40. And not only that, but there are other organizations such as Society for the Blind that's welcoming to want to be a part of the Next Gen to make sure that the people that they have are interested in the things that we do have to offer. Again, we do have 18 to 40 group, and we would like to be able to make sure that those people have a voice in MCB. And not only a voice, but able to be able to participate with MCB. We are smart enough that we can provide a product that can be able to serve the community in the state of Missouri.
Exactly. Well, thank you for that, Danny. We're just kind of trying to give everybody a little different information about MCB and, you know, maybe why to join if they haven't, what to do if they've already joined. So we appreciate that. And thank you. All of us are works in progress on all of our different committees and stuff, and we have a lot of things in the works. So it's really, really awesome. We did have someone else join us, and I'm not sure if it's someone that would want to share their MCB experience.
This is just Sweeta. What can I do for you? How may I serve you?
Oh, just we're talking about the thing, the reason we joined MCB, the reason we stay, like how long you've been a member, what you get out of membership, that type of thing.
I joined in 1986.
Ooh.
When I first moved to St. Louis, a couple of people approached me, a lady named Marie Kelly, Danny probably know, and Sabrina probably remember these people, and Bessie Reese approached me. And I became a member back then. They had a club called the Tower Club, and I became a member of the Tower Club. Then eventually I became president, and then eventually we closed. But anyway, yeah, so I was cited until 1986. And Missouri Council for the Blind has been a unique organization. And I'll say this because I came from the sighted world to the unsighted. And MCB has provided the visually impaired opportunities that they normally would not get in the sighted world. I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. And that's why I think it's such a unique organization. That's why I stayed with it. And we need to do, all of us need to come together and do what we can to make it strong. It gives people, unsighted people, visually impaired people, the opportunity to serve on committees, to become a board member, even to become an officer, secretary, treasurer, vice president, president. And seriously, I mean, if we keep it real, because I'm a member of sorority out of my college too, and the reason why I get some jobs or opportunities because people have known me the majority of my life, and they know me when I was seen. But I noticed that when you are visually impaired, it seems that you have to be 200% good at whatever you do. You have to always prove yourself. This is what I have found. That's about all I can say.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
Great information. And I agree with you on the feeling like you have to do everything better. Now, you've been at it longer, certainly, than some of us. And so, you know, I learned something new every day with MCB and with, you know, and you discovered the things you can do when you lose your sight, because so many people think that, oh, my gosh, I've lost my sight, or I'm going blind. I'm so scared. What am I going to do now? I don't want anybody to feel hopeless ever. And so I always hope that, you know, that we can reach those people and give them hope, you know. Yeah.
I'm at the Kansas City Institute. Back then it was called Kansas City Institute. And the first thing they teach you is you can do anything but drive a car. And I tried that. I was just in the driveway, but I tried it because I used to drive. But that's the attitude you have to take. And people ask you, and that's why I always tell people, don't get mad. When you go to the doctor's office, if you have a sighted guy with you, they'll talk to the sighted guy and not to you. Don't get mad. That's an opportunity for you to teach.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's true. I have found that when I've been guiding someone, they would talk to me, and because I still have some sight instead of the person that's with me, and I don't like that too much. So that's a good point, Jessica. I'm glad you said that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, when you first go through your crisis of going from a sighted world and doing everything to yourself to where you have to start to ask for help, sometimes people have pride in. And, you know, that makes it seem like you have no dignity for asking for help, because we are taught as little kids to be independent and to be able to do the things. And if you can't do those things, then you're kind of somewhat worthless. So it's a big change when people go through it, especially if they go through it late. And it's just a great refreshing thing that we do have an organization that can go out there for those people who don't know about blind pension or other programs, that when they come to the Missouri Council for the Blind, that there's a plethora of information out here that people can be helped other than what Missouri Council for the Blind has to do. You know what I'm saying? Like the blind pension, like getting set up with Medicaid and those kind of things. Because again, when you go through your crisis, you in a world where you think that you're the only one. And when you're the only one, who do you reach out to? And, you know, some people live in denial for a very long time, thinking that, no, I'm not blind. It's just something that I'm going through. But, you know, you might be doing yourself a disservice doing it this way. But again, when you go to Missouri Council for the Blind, there are people there who are very knowledgeable and also have the one thing that a lot of people are missing, and that's compassion. You know, when you have compassion to pass on to one another, it makes going through your crisis just a little bit more easier to go through.
I just want to add on what Danny said. He's correct. I was thinking about when I first went blind. And the best thing I think that a person can do is get orientated to an organization like MCB, because it was nothing like networking with people that's just like you. I mean, that was one of the greatest things, because I have 2 degrees, but I'm like, well, they'll sit on the wayside. But I met people who were blind, who were doing things, who was holding jobs, different jobs and everything. And you just learn a lot by networking with people. You really do. And it's one of the best things you do is to get involved. Get involved and stay involved. I never will forget the first ACB convention I went to. I was just blown away. I met people that worked for Department of Justice. I met a lot of people that was authors. And I was just amazed at what they were doing. And I said to myself, no, wait a minute, I can do this. I can do this and more. So it was inspiring, inspirational. And I think MCB is inspirational to a person. But the best thing a person can do is get involved as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. You are an inspiration, too, because I know how much you do. And it's awesome. It's amazing. So thank you. Thank you for all you do. And thank you guys for your participation today. We sure appreciate it.
I really loved the participation today, though, from everybody.
Well, thank you, guys. This was great. I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I really appreciate everybody getting involved and sharing their information.